Welcome to She's the Brand podcast. My name is Paula, and this is our space, us smart, ambitious women who want to build personal brands that allow us live out our versions of success. If that is you, join us on this journey. Join us on all the platforms and come along with us as we learn how to position ourselves for all the opportunities. Hey everyone, welcome to She's the Brand podcast. If we're just meeting for the first time, my name is Paula Po, and I'm a big dreaming, book loving mom of two boys who decided to change her life, her narrative, and set out to go from unremarkable to valuable. Now, I get to do that with lots of women and all of my clients and my community members, and I'm glad you're a part of it. Now, if you're new, don't forget to hit the subscribe button or just follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. And if you're a community member, you are welcome back. Now, today we're talking about how to figure out your value. And every week, every Thursday, I show up here to share ways that you can put yourself out there, that you can become the incredibly valuable woman that you have decided you want to become. So a few days ago, I was reading a Harvard Business Review article on personal branding, because you know, that's kind of my thing. And I got a phrase that caught my attention. And this phrase is this: much of professional and personal success depends on persuading others to recognize your value. So it struck me on two levels, really. The first is that, you know, that sentence is real. It's basically what I show up every day and talk about. It is, you have value, get people to recognize your value so that you can get recognized and paid. Guys, my course is literally called Recognized and Paid. Okay, but you have to recognize your value before you can get others to recognize theirs. So this, it was just how incredibly honest and real that this phrase was. Because think about it, in your relationships, in your life, at work, in your business, you are constantly contributing value. Nobody goes where there's no value. People love value. If there's something in it for us, we're interested. Now, secondly, what struck me was, this is something that I already knew, right? This is something that I talk about on all of my platforms, on social media, on YouTube, on my podcast, in my write-ups, in my newsletters. However, it still struck me. It still gave me this feeling of, I've gotten something new, even if it is, I've gotten reminded of something new. What this showed me is that even though this is something that I already knew, it meant something for me to read it again. Now imagine that Harvard Business Review thought, oh, many people already know this thing, we don't need to say it again, right? This publication could have said, other people already know it, we don't need to publish it. Now, if they hadn't published it, I wouldn't have been reminded of it. It wouldn't have struck me as it struck me. And I wouldn't be recording a podcast talking about my insights as to that article. Okay, so very often we ignore and downplay and just outright reject our value because we think others have more or others know it better. And many of us don't build our personal brands or share our insights because we feel like there's nothing unusual about them. Yeah, the truth is, if you allow yourself to provide solutions, if you allow yourself to find your value, hone your value, and then put it out there, you will see the impact that you will make. All right, so now we're going to go into how you can figure out your unique value. This is going to be a hands-on exercise. If you have time, sit down and do it right away. If you don't, make sure that you come back to it. But listen, guys, like, this is the time. And we are the people that are going to change the narrative. All right, so how do you find out your unique value? I actually have a free email course. It's called You're the Brand, and that will help you do this in less than a week, including a workbook inside that's just going to let you begin, right? Because I'm a very firm believer that once you begin, you will figure it out. However, if you've already begun and you just want to really dive into like the real deal, then you should check out Recognized and Paid course. Now, both links are going to be in the description. You decide where you are and what you need right now. When you're trying to find your unique value, the first step is to take an audit of where you are, right? You can't know where you're going if you don't know where you are. You won't be able to chart a map. You won't be able to make a plan if you don't have a clear idea of where you are. Even though you are not deliberate about it, I want you to know that you already have a brand. So really, we're just going to do an audit of where you are right now. And the simplicity of it will shock you. I want you to take this seriously, no matter how simple it looks. All right, you already have a collection of things that make you. Now let's go through that list. Here we have skill sets, credentials, social capital, cultural capital, right? And these four things make up who you are, make up how you move in the world. They make up what you know and what you have to offer. They make up your value. So let's begin with skill sets. Now we go through life, right? Picking up a variety of things. We learn how to walk, how to talk, how to write, how to relate with people, right? We help out with whatever our parents are doing. So this is us building skills. As much as nobody sat us down to say, come learn this, you learned how to do all of those things. You were building skills. Your whole life, you've been building skills, right? You want to take stock of those skills. If you were helping with your dad's store or you were helping mow the lawn, you already have skills. You don't have to be an absolute expert at them, but just take note of the things that you do well, the things that you've been helping around the house or helping your friends with, or the things that you did in your school clubs. All of those are skill sets. All of those things, even if you've never been paid for them, they're things you can do, right? Note them down. All right, so next you want to check your credentials. Now you see, for me, getting into the online business space was not the plan at all, right? Quick story, the original plan was to be an attorney. So that's what I went to school for. I was called the Nigerian Bar in 2017. Now these credentials, I have them, no one can take them away from me. And if nothing else, they're proof that I have a good education, that I can handle pressure, because law school was not a joke, right? I get things done, and it's proof that I can sue if you try me, right? For whatever it's worth, I have all of these. Even if I don't use them on a daily basis, even if I don't help my clients with them right now, I have them. So take stock of your credentials. And they don't have to all be from formal education. So what certificate courses have you attended? What, you know, extracurricular credentials do you have? I recently got a certificate from McKinsey & Co. And I'm glad I did, because one of my biggest hang-ups was that I didn't work a 9-to-5, right? So I had no idea of what expectations people, you know, had of a corporate service being delivered. So everything that I learned was self-taught. So what that course primarily gave me was just proof that I was on the right track, that everything that I had been giving my clients was actually what the big corporations do, right? So I got it right. And that proof, it just boosts my confidence, okay? So whatever, credentials boost confidence. And for some clients, they really want credentials. So as much as you can get them, get them. And the ones you already have, don't dismiss them, even if you're not doing the exact thing that you went to school to do. All right, so the third thing you want to take stock of is social capital. This is yet another underestimated value add. Like, social connections and relationships matter. It wasn't until I started building, like, seriously, that I realized the power of networking and networks, that I realized the power of being able to pick up a phone and say, hey, I'm trying to reach this person. Can you connect me? Can you give me an introduction? The power of somebody speaking on your behalf. That is what social capital is. People you know, people who can vouch for you, people who, for some people, just interacting with you gives you the respect that they give them, right? For some people, all you have to do is to be seen with them. So it's really twofold, right? In my life, what I do is, number one, I make sure that I'm becoming somebody who, when you associate with me, I can vouch for you, right? So be somebody that can be vouched for and be somebody who vouches for people. All right, so social capital. Calculate that the people you know will be a part of your unique value, because when you start going to things, when you start doing things and gathering support, these are the people that will come through for you. These are the people that will speak on your behalf. So this is important as well. Finally, you want to take stock of your cultural capital. Now, the way things are done and the expertise that you've developed through your upbringing, your interactions, your hobbies, your interests, these matter, because this is what makes you unique. This is what unique means. You have a combination of things that nobody else has. Now, your hobbies, your interactions, how you grew up, how you were raised, what your faith is, all of these are cultural capital. For some people, this is what will make them connect to you. So as a brand, you can stand out because you've had access to experiences that people don't have or don't have yet. So whether it's like a really luxurious lifestyle or traveling the world with missionary parents, you have unique experiences. Don't ignore them. So put them all into a document, give them subheadings, credentials, social capital, skill sets, cultural capital, right? Or use the workbook in the brand free email course. Find the solution that this combination of all of the things that we have talked about can provide, and who the best people are for those solutions. Take all of these and use them to build your personal brand proposition. If you don't know how to do that, again, check out the free email course. You can use the workbook to just combine all of these and then get clear on your unique value. In my paid course, Recognized and Paid, you will find case studies of how we have created and fleshed out personal brands from all of these things that we've talked about today. Now, just to recap, there are four things that you want to use and audit where you are right now with your personal brand. You want to check your skill sets, you want to check your credentials, your social capital, and your cultural capital. My brand new course, Recognized and Paid, is open for enrollment, and so many people are already getting value from it. What I have done is created the simplest, least complicated way that you can make your personal brand profitable. This will work for you even if you don't know anything about social media marketing, or you don't know anything about the digital world, or you don't know anything about what kind of brand you want to build. I've made it very beginner friendly, but at the same time will leave you with a very, very professional brand that will attract the people that you really need to come into your space. You can get it using the link in the description. I had a great time recording this. How did you feel listening to it? I'd love to hear from you. And if you're feeling extra generous, I would love you to share this with somebody who you know is ready or should be ready to let the world know her value. Thank you so much for listening to this, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.
Thank you for being a part of the podcast today. If you want to find out more, head over to the show notes, or you can head over to paulapohl.com/podcast. Make sure to search for She's the Brand in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found, and click subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes.